News Talk 1620 WTAW. With the flooding and other severe weather comes issues related to property damage. The State Bar of Texas has established some ways to help you find answers to basic legal questions and to connect you with the local legal aid providers. An opportunity to visit with Lowell Brown, the State Bar of Texas, about what's available.
Part of our mission here at the State Bar of Texas is to assure that all citizens have equal access to justice. And so when a disaster strikes, we work to be a clearinghouse of resources for the public and attorneys to make sure people get into touch with the organizations that can help them with their legal needs. We have activated a hotline at 800-504-730. And when people call that number, they can either press 2 to be automatically routed to a local legal aid organization in their area, or they can leave a message for follow-up later. We have also established a resource page at texasbar.com/floodresponse with all types of resources for people, both the public and attorneys who either need help or attorneys who want to volunteer. We can facilitate that as well.
I'm glad you brought up the what you just said there, not only providing a service for those who are affected, but also getting the legal community statewide involved in doing this, because I'm sure there are some out there who would like to be able to assist in some way, and this is, seems to be a pretty good avenue to do that.
Absolutely, and we've heard from some already. A lot of the local bars are active in coordinating some volunteer work, including the Austin Bar Association. It was getting started with that yesterday, and we're going to be working alongside the local bars and the legal aid organizations to make sure that attorneys who are available and want to volunteer can be connected to those opportunities.
I also want you to talk about the paragraph in your news release about the partnership among a number of different legal organizations. It's really great that everybody's coming together about this.
We have kind of a network set up. Unfortunately, these disasters tend to happen more than we'd like, so we have a network set up to be able to respond when things like this do happen. We have the organizations together that we work with, including the American Bar Association's Young's Lawyer Division, the Texas Young Lawyers Association, and others who are prepared to lend a hand.
Let me go back to what a victim or a potential victim can expect by using the hotline. I notice there's a number of different issues that they can receive some advice.
Some of the common issues that people who call the hotline might be facing are issues with replacing lost documents, insurance questions, landlord-tenant issues, and consumer protection issues such as price gouging and avoiding contractor scams. And we also would like to remind people that solicitation of a potential legal case is a crime unless a lawyer has a family relationship with you or you've been a client of the lawyer in the past or are currently a client.
What else should victims be on the lookout for, and how the legal hotline can assist those in those situations?
We do ask if anybody is experiencing any case of bigotry, if solicitation of a potential legal case by an attorney, they can call us at 877-953-5535.
Any other general tips to help those who are being impacted by the weather?
I would just encourage everyone to visit our website at texasbar.com/floodresponse for a list of the resources that we are currently aware of. We're also updating that with up-to-the-minute resources that we receive as they are made available to us.
Thanks again to Lowell Brown, the State Bar of Texas, for the information. The interview is online at WTAW.com, along with the link to their website and the phone numbers that he mentioned in the interview. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.